President Obama has canceled campaign rallies for a third straight day. He's traveling to New Jersey to assess storm damage, touring the state with Governor Chris Christie. He is expected to resume campaigning Thursday in Nevada, Colorado, and Wisconsin. Mitt Romney is campaigning in Florida today.
Yesterday, out of respect for the storm, Romney relabeled his campaign rally in Ohio as a relief rally and changed his standard remarks. The hurricane has prompted much discussion of the differences between the candidates and their parties about the role of government in dealing with disasters. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama offered thoughts and prayers yesterday for all those who've been affected by Hurricane Sandy. He also offered something more tangible, the full resources of the federal government.
The most important message I have for them is that America's with you. We are standing behind you, and we are going to do everything we can to help you get back on your feet.
For Mr. Obama, the federal government is a critical vehicle for that kind of help, whereas Republicans put more faith in local government and even voluntary efforts. Mitt Romney sponsored a canned food drive for storm victims in Ohio yesterday, where he told a parable about the virtue of individual action. When he was in high school, Romney said a small group of students managed the big task of cleaning up a trash-strewn football field, when each student was given responsibility for scouring one small section.
And if everybody cleans their lane, why, we'll be able to get the job done. And so today we're cleaning one lane, if you will. We're able to gather some goods for some people that are in our lane. We're going to help them.
Governor Romney did not suggest this kind of voluntary effort alone is a substitute for the government. But during a Republican primary debate last year, he did argue disaster relief should be as decentralized as possible.
Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better.
State disaster officials have sometimes clashed with the federal government, though that's been less of a problem in recent years. Unlike his predecessor, George W. Bush, Mr. Obama named a disaster professional to head the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate understands the state's perspective since he used to run Florida's emergency agency. Mr. Obama's promise to keep red tape from getting in the way of recovery.
When I told the mayors and the governors, if they're getting no for an answer somewhere in the federal government, they can call me personally at the White House.
So far, the federal government seems to be delivering. Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey had nothing but praise for the federal response when he spoke yesterday on Good Morning America.
I have to say the administration, the president himself, and FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate have been outstanding with us so far, and I want to thank the president personally for his personal attention to this.
New Jersey and most of the states hit hard by the storm were already reliably Democratic in the presidential race, but that's not true of disasters generally. Texas leads the nation in federal disaster declarations, with deep red Oklahoma not far behind. Even so, for Republicans bent on reducing federal spending, the FEMA budget remains an attractive target. When Romney was asked directly during that same GOP debate last year if disaster relief should be on the chopping block, here's what he said.
We should take all of what we're doing at the federal level and say, what are the things we're doing that we don't have to do? And those things we've got to stop doing, because we're borrowing $1.6 trillion more this year than we're taking in.
We cannot
afford to do those things without jeopardizing the future for our kids.
That's an inconvenient comment in light of this week's storm. Governor Romney ignored reporters' questions about FEMA funding at the canned food drive yesterday. Mr. Obama will continue to make the case for an active federal role today, not at a campaign rally, but by touring hard-hit New Jersey. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Now, as we've heard, a vital question for millions this morning is how long? How long until services resume? New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg says 4 or 5 days before the subway runs again. High water prevented inspectors from immediately assessing the damage to key equipment, raising the possibility that the nation's largest city could endure an extended shutdown. Craig Fugate, the FEMA administrator, told us this morning on Morning Edition it's unknown how long it'll take. Con Ed, the power company in New York, says it'll be 4 days before everybody gets power back, and some lost more than power. One woman told Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey when they were talking yesterday, "Governor, I lost everything." It's Morning Edition from NPR News.